No one is illegal! That is for all! 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 No one is illegal! Thank you everyone for coming here today. My name is Mohan, I'm from No One Is Illegal. And I just want to say, why are we here today? We're here to continue the fight for the rights of all immigrants, refugees, and non-status people in this country. In the past few months, we've seen attacks on people being arrested and picked up by immigration in schools, in malls, in subways, on the streets. We're here today to say that we're not going to accept this. We're not going to accept the deportations, the detentions of our friends, of our neighbors, of our co-workers, classmates, people in our community. And we're going to stand up and demand status for all the non-status people living and working in this country.
My name is Mohan. I'm a member of No One Is Illegal, Toronto. I guess reflecting on the march today, I'm really happy with the turnout. I think the fact that, I mean, there were marches not just in Toronto, but also in Vancouver, Montreal, I mean, Fredericton, Halifax, Peterborough, Ottawa, that it really shows, it shows a real growth in the movement, and not just, again, in one place, but in the national movement. Specifically in Toronto, I think the amazing thing about today's march was the fact that it wasn't just No One Is Illegal people who were here, it wasn't just one group who were here. We had, what this march gave us the opportunity to do was to start building those connections with other community groups. You know, we had the Tamil community who's recently been affected by crackdowns of immigration people coming into their homes and schools. We have a lot of people from Dante Alighieri High School, where Kimberly and Gerald and their family were recently arrested and ripped out of class and taken to the immigration holding center. There's people from Parkdale Collegiate here. There's people from the Colombian community, from the Portuguese community. I think it's a real, it was a really big march today, but I think it's also just a starting point to start working further with all these different communities and try to bring everyone together to work around the same things.
No One Is Illegal has been around for a little while in Toronto. Why would you say that there's been such, I guess, a recent growth in the coalition building that you've been able to do so far?
Well, No One's Illegal has been around for about 3.5-4 years now. And I think what we're seeing is this recent growth in the number of people coming out. It isn't a sudden thing. I mean, since we've been working, we've been slowly building and growing. We were actually here at Dufferin Grove Park last year, and we had a lot of people come out to that. But I think what people are really starting to realize with the marches in the States and all the momentum that's come up from that is just the power that people have within their communities to make a huge change, to change the entire immigration system. So what I think we're seeing now is more people realizing that and organizing within their own communities, and not just within their own communities, but together with other communities. Something that I guess immigration and the Canadian government has always done to undermine these movements for immigrant rights is try to divide people. And we've seen that a lot. They'll make a deal to one specific nationality, one specific working sector. And what we're seeing now is that people are rejecting those divisions and are realizing a common struggle between all the communities. And I think that's really what we're seeing here today, what we're seeing across the country in the United States, and I think it's only going to grow from there. Mm-hmm.
How has that deal-making happened in the past? And has there been any recent attempts at it?
Well, what we've seen is that when the Liberals were still in power, the then-Immigration Minister Joe Volpe floated an idea that really had no basis, that there would be a regularization program for Portuguese construction workers. Now you see with the Conservative government, the crackdown coming not just on Portuguese on the Portuguese community, really on all the communities. But what we're seeing in the media is that they're emphasizing the Portuguese community and trying to really isolate this one community. In the past, I mean, any regularization programs in the past have always been for one specific community, leaving everyone else out. And that's why the main demand of the march and of this whole movement across Canada is that there should be a full and inclusive regularization program, not just for one sector of workers, not just for one community, but a full regularization program that would give status to all the over 500,000 non-status people in the country.
Mm. And I know that under the Liberals we saw certainly a toughening up of the immigration law in Canada. What have been the major changes with Harper? Has it been so much change to the law itself, or is it more how much they're investing now in implementing it?
I think what we've seen with Harper, we all realize that under the Liberal immigration, 13 years of Liberals and being in power, they were no friends to immigrants or refugees. They deported thousands of people during the time they were in power. But they were able to put a friendlier face on it. They did everything undercover, didn't come out in the open about it, and still claimed that they were sympathetic to the plight of immigrants and refugees and wanted to help them. Even though they did completely the opposite. I think what we're seeing with the Harper government is just a more blatant and open attack on the rights of immigrants and refugees and non-status people to go about their daily lives. We've been seeing, attacks targeting of people in malls, at subway stations, in public places. Just people going to the grocery store are too scared to go to the grocery store. We've heard stories about that. And really an adoption of U.S.-style enforcement policies. And I think that's the main difference. I mean, under both governments, they were still deporting people, they were still targeting people. But what we've seen now under Harper is just a U.S.-style enforcement tactics, more aggressive enforcement tactics. It's really bringing it out into the open a lot more.
Can you maybe talk just a little specifically about what has happened in the case of the Lozano Sosa family, just as an example of kind of how families are being affected by this crackdown and on undocumented workers or workers that are in the process of getting documentation?
Well, what we saw with the Lozano Sosa family, I guess I can just to explain the case a bit. About 2 weeks ago, the family, the two kids who were in high school, immigration enforcement officials came into the high school, demanded access to the children, arrested these two kids who are only 13 and 14 years old, and took them into custody. And at the time, they had already arrested their mother and their baby sister. So they took them all to the Rexdale Immigration Holding Center, which is just another word for the immigration jail here in Toronto. And they, what they found when they got there was that they had also arrested their grandparents. So the entire family, except for the father, was held in this jail. And the amazing thing was that we saw was as soon as it happened, their classmates, teachers, and other people in the community immediately said that we're not going to accept this and organized a rally at the detention center the very next day. And then we organized another along with their classmates in school and their teachers and family members and community members, organized another bigger rally the next day. And eventually, with all the media pressure, as it was in the media all over the country, they were released after agreeing to sign an agreement that says that they will buy their own plane ticket and leave the country once the children's school is done. So what we saw, obviously, is a very small victory in that they were only allowed to stay. But what we saw is that because of all the pressure, I mean, without that much community backlash and community people coming out in support of them, they would probably still be in detention. And just to add, while we were actually at the detention center for the rally, we got a call about another two kids who were actually pulled out of school. One was 7, one was 14 years old. And in this case, the kids were actually used as bait for the parents. So immigration enforcement came into their school, St. Jude's Catholic School, arrested both the kids, both the two sisters, and they held them and called the parents and told them, you have half an hour to get here, otherwise we're taking your kids to jail without you. So, I mean, this is the kind of tactics that's now being adopted by Immigration Canada, but I think it's, in a way, we're really seeing also a much larger community support for these kind of cases, and I think we're gonna continue to fight back against these cases, and I think we're gonna continue to win. Mm-hmm.